Hi, this is Nicholas Newport, and welcome to Lucidology 101, how to trick your body into falling asleep to quickly start having lots of OBEs and lucid dreams without using any visualizations. Here in part 4, we'll cover 5 new sleep commands that you can use to trick the body into falling asleep to start having lots of lucid dreams and OBEs. A while back, I had been up all night working on something. Around noon, I was very tired and decided to lay down for a few moments. As I lay there, I began to feel a very uncomfortable urge to roll over. For no real reason, I decided to ignore it and just lay there. To my extreme surprise, I felt the paralysis roll over me and put me in sleep paralysis. The paralysis wave was completely unexpected. I had always thought that it was something you had to be very deeply relaxed to achieve. I had accidentally found something that I had never seen before in any books on lucid dreaming. The rollover signal itself was all that you need to enter paralysis. I spent the next several months experimenting with different variations of what I'd done. I began looking for other ways to command the body into sleep, and here's what I found. It turns out that sleep commands come in 2 types: sleep starters and sleep triggers. Sleep starters are what you use to get the body to start thinking that maybe it's time to fall asleep. For instance, using stop, drop, and roll is a sleep starter, because it makes your body ask for permission to fall asleep by artificially creating the rollover signal. Sleep triggers are how you then tell it, yes, fall asleep right now. Stop, drop, and roll has an implicit sleep trigger. When you simply ignore the rollover signal, the body interprets that as a trigger to enter sleep paralysis. In this section, we'll cover sleep breathing and stopped eye micro movements, which are both sleep starters. Then we'll cover 3 sleep triggers. The first is pause breaths, the second is muscle twitching, and the third is eye micromovements. Sleep breathing is simply mimicking your body's breathing pattern when it's asleep. If you act closely enough like you're already asleep, then your body thinks that it's already asleep, even if your mind is completely awake and not even slightly relaxed. There are 3 basic ways to find out what your personal sleep breathing is like. First, when you enter waking sleep paralysis, a lot of times your perspective shifts slightly away from the center of your head and into your sinuses. It sounds like you're breathing in a deep cavern, and you'll find your body automatically breathes with quite a lot more force than you do when you're awake. The breathing is much deeper and longer. Pay attention to how this sounds in order to learn your sleep breathing pattern. The second way to learn your sleep breathing pattern is to practice staying perfectly still when you wake up in the morning. You can continue to breathe the same way you did when you're asleep if you wake up gradually. The third way, which is the best, is to record yourself sleeping. For $30, you can get a digital voice recorder that can record the entire night. You can then use free software like Audacity to find the parts of the recording that have your sleep breathing. Here's a recording I made of myself. It sounds a little bit creepy, but that's just how it sounds through a cheap recorder. Once you have your recording, you can listen to it right before you go to sleep in order to make sure that you're on the right breathing rhythm. If you don't want to record yourself, you can download a free MP3 of my breathing pattern in the OBE Quick Start at lucidology.com. When you use sleep breathing, there are 3 gotchas to be aware of. These are the learning curve, blackout breathing, and the narcotic breathing effect. The learning curve means that it takes practice, and if you don't have the rhythm right, it can actually prolong the time it takes to fall asleep. It's best to practice using sleep breathing for a couple nights before using it during an early morning OBE induction. However, once you have the rhythm right, sleep breathing is probably the single most powerful of all the sleep commands. A while back, I laid down in the afternoon and just started doing sleep breathing. I didn't use any other methods at all, and within 15 minutes, I entered waking sleep paralysis. I could roll over and completely wreck the paralysis, and then bring it back again with just 3 or 4 sleep breaths. I usually don't have that amount of control with sleep breathing. However, it does show the potential power it has when you get the rhythm just right. The second gotcha is blackout breathing. A lot of times when you use sleep breathing, for the first few minutes, it seems like it's not working, and you feel like you should just give up. But then all of a sudden, you black out, and you're either in a dream or you're waking up the next morning. The blackout breathing effect is very real, So if you use sleep breathing for wilds, make sure you have a timer, because otherwise there's a very good chance you'll send yourself so far into sleep and so quickly that you'll never become lucid without a beep. The third gotcha is narcotic breathing. Sometimes instead of blacking out all at once, you get a relaxing feeling. It feels like when you first wake up in the morning, and the last thing you want to do is get up out of bed. You just want to go back to sleep. This is very useful for destroying insomnia. When you get the narcotic breathing effect, it feels really good to just lay there and breathe, and you'll have no desire to get up. Narcotic breathing is a signal that it's working, and you'll be asleep very soon. So that wraps it up for sleep breathing. The second sleep starter is to stop eye micromovements. During the day, the eyes are searching for changes in motion. Because of this, they make tiny eye micromovements all the time, and at the end of the day, they're still making these eye micromovements even though you may want to go to sleep. However, if you close your eyes and try to keep them still, you'll find that after about 30 seconds, they are still twitching very slightly. It's not easy to totally relax the eyes. However, if you can keep them at complete ease for several minutes, the body will interpret that as a signal that the mind may have fallen asleep. In fact, if you can keep your eyes still, your body will often fall asleep even if the rest of your muscles are fairly tense. Before sleep, relax your eye muscles by rolling them around in wide circles in both directions several times and then letting them rest. After 3 or 4 nights of practicing this, you'll be able to keep your eyes totally still and you'll fall asleep much faster. This brings us to sleep triggers, which are used to convert partial paralysis into full paralysis. The first trigger is pause breaths. When you reach 90% paralysis, the reason the body doesn't go into full paralysis is it has a little bit of doubt about just how asleep the mind really is. This is because of latent muscle tension. The best solution here is to relax more deeply, but sometimes that's not possible. What you can do is exhale and pause for 2 or 3 seconds. Relax them as much as you can, and then begin breathing again like normal. By relaxing your breathing, you reduce your overall tension just barely enough to send a signal to complete the paralysis. During those 2 or 3 seconds, you'll feel the paralysis deepening. Sometimes you may have to use 2 or 3 pause breaths about 15 seconds apart. When you do this, you're not trying to alter your blood oxygen levels or anything like that. The purpose is to simply lower your overall muscle tension just long enough to paralyze completely. The second sleep trigger is muscle twitching, which is actually the first sleep trigger I ever found. I reached partial paralysis, and on a whim, I decided to try twitching my right forearm to see what happened. To my surprise, my entire arm paralyzed. I then twitched my right calf, and my right leg paralyzed. I gradually paralyzed my entire body that way and completed the separation. In other words, muscle twitching only paralyzes the surrounding muscles. I've actually found that I could paralyze just a single finger by twitching it when in partial paralysis. To do this, twitch once every second or two when you're in about 95% paralysis. The twitch is very gentle and only lasts the smallest fraction of a second. If you twitch your forearm, the rest of your arm should not move at all. If you twitch too hard, you'll wreck the paralysis, so keep it very light. Probably the reason this works is when you dream you try to move your muscles, but sleep paralysis prevents you from moving. However, you do move your muscles just a little bit when dreaming, which causes muscle twitching. This means that the body associates muscle twitching with deep sleep, so one way to mimic deep sleep is to use muscle twitching. The third sleep trigger is up and down eye movements. With your eyes closed, you simply move your eyes up and down as fast as you can for about 10 seconds. I've never been able to get this to work using left and right movements. However, there actually is a type of hypnotic psychotherapy called eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, or EMDR, which uses side-to-side eye movements. You may try experimenting with side-to-side movement to complete partial paralysis, but I find that up and down is a safer bet. So which trigger do you use? The most reliable strategy is to start with a few pause breaths, which usually is all it takes to get to 100% paralysis. If that doesn't work, then use muscle twitching. If that doesn't work, then use up and down eye movements. If that still doesn't work, then just relax for a few more minutes and then use the triggers again. I've experimented using sleep triggers to go directly from awake to asleep, but that doesn't seem to work. I find that for up and down eye movements to work, you need to already be in about 99% paralysis. Muscle twitching works at about 95% paralysis, and pause breaths works at about 90% paralysis. So it's best to start out using sleep starters and then switch to sleep triggers for the last step. Up next in part 5, we'll cover the exact relaxation routine that you can use to fall asleep quickly to cure insomnia for frequent lucid dreams and OBEs. But before you do that, come pick up your free Lucidology 101 Lucid Dream and OBE Induction Explorers Kit. One of the many things you'll get in it is my report titled, How Many of the 7 Biggest OBE and Lucid Dream Mistakes Are You Making? In your kit, you'll find out exactly which of these 7 giant mistakes are holding you back and see exactly what you need to do to quickly fix those mistakes. So head over to Lucidology.com and download your free OBE Induction Explorers Kit. I'll see you there.